Oh, it's good to be back. As you know, I'm not your pastor. I'm just a diocesan priest that comes and goes based upon need. And that might be good and it might be bad, but you have to judge whether I'm a good prophet or not. Did you like that first line from the letter from Ezekiel? Ezekiel says, "The Spirit entered me and had me stand up on my feet." Makes me wonder if he was taking a siesta or was just resting in the Spirit. But today's gospel, Jesus has some choice words for the people of his own town. You might wonder why I chose to live in residence in Genesee County rather than Clinton County, where I come from. A prophet is not without honor except in his own place. So here we are, 8 years later, still preaching the word. And the word that God wants us to ponder is, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And God, in his wisdom, had Moses go up on a mountain and get the Ten Commandments. And to me, it seems fitting that we should review what those Ten Commandments are and why they've been entrusted to us. Number one, they're not a restriction of our freedom as much as a guide road for us to follow. So if you don't mind, the Lord wants me to tell you what those Ten Commandments are and how they apply in our year of our Lord, 2024. The years are getting old, aren't they? So you know the first one, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods besides me. God is wholly other than we are, and yet he is the very being that gives us life. Remember in Genesis where God, in chapter 2, scooped his hand into the earth and breathed his breath into clay, and man became a nephesh, a living being. It just dawned on me that that wasn't just then, but that's now. Each of these little kids, each of us big adults, God gave human life to each of us. I'm told that the electron microscopes, the advanced technology we have nowadays, tells us that when a sperm and an egg unite, a burst of light takes place that they can see. Check that one out with your doctor or your nurse. If that's true, the life that God gives us at conception goes on until we breathe our last breath. But when our breath leaves our body, we go on living for all eternity. And sometimes I don't think we think that far. So number one, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God besides me. Don't take my name in vain. And remember to keep holy the Lord's Day. Now, why would we keep holy the Lord's Day? In my farmer common sense, I look at it this way. If you and I and every other person on the face of the earth no longer worship, the Eucharist would come to an end. That's why on the book of Vatican II, it's still a serious mortal sin if for no reason you absent yourself from Sunday worship. The Lord is kind and merciful. If you have sick kids or parents or spouse to take care of, that's certainly understandable. So number four, honor your father and mother that you may have long life in the land I will give you. Children, your parents were chosen for you. Parents, you were chosen for your children. That means that they, in your old age, should look after and care for you. Now that, I don't know how that applies to celibacy, but we haven't figured that one out yet. Number five, you shall not kill. That's rather obvious. And yet in our nation, there's two generations that actually think they have a right to abortion. Now get me straight. Everyone has a right to health care. Direct abortion for no reason is not health care. We've got to reverence God giving life and God taking life. And if the state and the nation do not defend human life, then I guess it's up to the church to do that. You shall not kill, you shall not do a lot of things, but especially not kill the innocent unborn life. Number six, you shall not commit adultery, one spouse at a time. My great uncle had three wives, one at a time, and so did my godfather, my uncle. He had two, one at a time. After six comes seven, you shall not steal. That means five-finger discount, you shall not do, shall not borrow without intending to repay. You have to respect other people's property. Number eight, this is what America needs to hear. You shall not bear false witness. What would this country be like if lies were never spoken and repeated for 4 or 5 years? What would this nation be like? You know, Jesus came in human flesh, and he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If we claim to follow Jesus, then we have to be men and women who speak the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Number 9 and 10, you shouldn't covet possessions or neighboring spouses. It's kind of simple there.